Hey everyone, welcome to Buzzing About Romance, a Sip and Discuss episode. I am Becky, and joining me for this episode is Amanda. Hi, Amanda.
Hello.
And Jenny. Hi, Jenny.
Hey, Becky.
For those watching on YouTube, check out Jenny's cute librarian dress. Like, are you going to be like the Miss Frizzle of the library?
Yes, that's what I'm going for. I got the beakers and the Star Wars and the dinosaurs.
Dinosaurs. I love that.
Yeah.
I love that.
Summer reading is dinosaurs this year. It will probably be like that, like, all over because everybody uses the same programming, so.
I love, it's dinosaurs this summer?
Yeah.
Which makes me feel like maybe for our summer reading challenge, we should read those dinosaur shifter romances. Look at Amanda. She's like,
my face is already red from like we had sushi, and so I had like a lot of sriracha and soy sauce. So my face is already red. So don't take it personally.
I just have questions, but I don't need the answers.
You don't need the answers.
No, I don't.
But you kind of want to read them, don't you? Did I tell you guys I read the produce one, which is a love letter to Bob and Larry from VeggieTales?
No,
Bob and Larry get together, or do Bob and Larry have other relationships?
No, Bob and Larry get together. It's kind of like a throuple thing.
With produce?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, their produce, they shift.
Bob the tomato, Larry's the cucumber.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know this. I guess that makes sense.
Did you not watch VeggieTales? I mean, you're probably older.
It's been a really long time. My nephews are older, and it's been a really long time.
My kids were never really into it. I nannied for a family that was really into it. And the one year for Halloween, the little guy, I think he was 3 or 4 at the time, he begged his mom to let him be Bob the Tomato. So I made him a giant Bob the Tomato costume.
That's cute.
Anyway.
I do like that.
And yes, Jen Ellen says the cover is cucumbers and 2 tomatoes. It is. It's very cute.
Oh, so Bob has a friend, huh?
I guess so.
I mean, you can't just have
not
one
the
tomato.
Peach. Who took the hairbrush?
I mean, a peach would make sense, too.
Is the peach who took the hairbrush?
Yeah, because Larry asks, where's my hairbrush? Oh, where's my hairbrush? And Bob gave it to the peach because he
Damn
has
it,
hair,
Bob.
And Larry has no hair.
We did not know we were going on a VeggieTales side quest.
Oh, man,
tonight.
I got all the VeggieTales. Like,
I think there's a VeggieTales
degree for something.
I think there's a VeggieTale pillowcase that someone gave Christopher, I think, somewhere here in my house. If I find it, it's yours, Jenny.
That's too funny.
If I find it, it's yours. Okay, so this week, we're back. It's been like 3 Wednesdays since we've been here. You know, life just couldn't stop. So we're finally getting to Holiday Unscripted by Natasha Madison. So I didn't even put any of the stuff down for you on this.
You had everything except the title and the author.
Okay.
Well, and genre and series, but it's not really, like,
it's part of just Natasha Madison universe.
Yeah, it's not like a specific series.
Okay, do you want to do all the details for us?
Sure. So the release date was October 24th, 2025. The tropes and themes are brothers, best friends, second chance, adversaries to lovers, wedding, close proximity, golden retriever, black cat, Christmas romance. It is in dual first person. The audio narrators, if you listened, were Jason Clark and Samantha Cook. This is available in Kindle Unlimited. It is an Audible exclusive. There were no real content or trigger warnings.
So. No. I listened to the audiobook. It was actually really well done. It's done in dual narration, which is where my comfort zone is. I really did like it. I don't always love Jason Clark, but I think he was fine in this. He did well, I guess. For lack of a better
word. I just eyeballed this one. I didn't listen.
Sometimes it's hard to read. Like, I start to fall asleep.
No,
I did get my new Kindle though, so
I get it. If I'm doing, I tend to listen when I'm doing something, so it's
Yeah.
easier for me to reread on audio than it is like a new one, unless
That's fair.
I'm focused on one specific task.
Yeah.
So
And
for me,
Jenny.
it was the muddy, like, audio, like, it's Audible exclusive. So, like, I had to pay to listen to it. And if I
Oh.
wasn't sure if I was gonna like it, it wasn't paying extra.
Yeah.
Which is fair. Okay, so Holiday Unscripted. Jenny, I know that this was a little bit of a challenge read for you.
Yeah, so I eyeball read it and I got to like chapter 8. I think I got to 10 and then I Leah'd it and then I kind of like found what I wanted the answers for and then read from there. So
Okay.
I kind of skimmed the in between. So I definitely Leah.
So I've struggled with some Natasha Maddisons in the past. Just, sometimes I think her world gets a little crowded and it doesn't, I just don't always vibe with it, right? Which,
Yeah, that's
that
fair.
stupid word.
Well, I would say like I have not read her for like a hot like
Same.
years. Like
Yeah.
and this would be a much better book if you are immersed in her world.
I don't disagree
Like
with that.
it, yeah, it's
Yeah.
like it is a fan. Like you would love
Yes.
this if you love her world.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think even if you've read up to like maybe even because I haven't read the past two series, like her last two groupings of, she does the four at one time.
Yeah, I
Like I
haven't
haven't
either.
read the last two, and I was still fine because the parents of Elizabeth are from an older series that I have read. So
Yep.
I was,
They're from
it
the
was all the
Something
familiar
So series,
characters.
right?
Yeah.
I think they're
Yeah,
right.
because it, I think the blurb says that it's from the some
Yeah.
like in the Something So
And to be
world.
honest, that Something So grouping is my favorite grouping of hers.
That one's probably as a whole my favorite. I think some of my like actual favorite books are
Yeah.
in other series, but the Something So is probably my most solidly
Yeah.
loved.
I think that those were four books that I really, really liked. Like there wasn't one of them that I was like, huh. And so I was happy like with that matchup. I think this was a fun, easy read. It was nice to have two characters that were in the hockey world but weren't hockey players.
Yeah. And I like that it was too like kind of medical because she'll do like a medical here and there and a this, I mean, he's a vet and she's an ER doctor, but it was kind of that was kind of like a nice mashup for her, I think. Different,
Yeah.
something different.
So this to me felt mac and cheese. It was
Yeah.
easy. It was fun. It was festive.
Short.
Short. I wasn't. There is some bumps in the end for me a little bit. And so I'm curious though, because, we often talk about how we get an unlikable heroine, and usually we love the unlikable heroines, right? Like, if we think
Yeah.
back to After Hours on Milagro Street and Natalie Kenya's books, we're always kind of like, those are our girls. We love
Yeah.
them. Elizabeth, I struggled with Elizabeth a little bit.
You think some of it is because like the wedding portion, like it shouldn't be about her, and she definitely makes it.
I think it's the fit she throws about her bedroom. In those
No, see,
opening,
I
getting
would have been
picked up
worse.
from the
I would have been worse,
You would have been
honestly.
worse.
Oh yeah. I totally that whole part, like the wedding thing, like I get that too. Like, but I'm super like as someone who has been the victim of parent guilt on,
Yeah.
you never come home, you like that whole situation. It's okay. Well, they call her like every day and they're like, when are you coming home? When are you coming home? And she's taking a 2 week vacation and then she gets there and there's nobody there to pick her up. And she's supposed to be staying there and they give away her bedroom. Like I get that there was a hotel snafu and the
Sure,
actual
sure.
storyline would not have worked if she had stayed in her bedroom. Like I understand that. But me, I would have, sorry, I'm not like I'm not nice about that kind of thing. Like,
That's fair. And see, and that's not something I've ever had to deal with. It just took me a little bit to like, and he, Nate, sometimes was a little too passive. I was like, could you just be mean to her for like 5 minutes? I think I will love you more.
Or
I
even
was
just
like,
go to
dude,
head to
you are
head with
too
her a
nice.
little bit more.
Yeah, just fight with her. But I will say, I felt their banter was good. That is something Natasha Madison does really well, is banter.
I agree.
And I think that's part of why her books always feel so easy, is because of her banter and how she writes. And because this was Christmas, because it was a family wedding, the pages didn't feel crowded. They felt necessary.
Yeah, and I don't think we spent, aside from like her brother and her two brothers and their wives and fiancés, like I don't think we spent too much time with the rest of the family. Like you do get in some of her other books. Like, I mean, they're there and they're necessary. Like, Max and Matthew make their little, hilarious cameos, which always makes for a good time. But like I didn't feel like it was like I was getting so many of the other family. You know what I mean?
No, and I think that's part of the reason why they, if you think about it, that's why it makes sense that her bedroom was given away, because it forced them off separate. And so it felt, because sometimes you get a story with a ton of family in it, and it doesn't feel like their romance, right? It just feels like a family check-in. Which is fine, but because they were separate from the family at his house, it felt like their romance and the family was aside, which I really appreciated.
Yeah, because I'm, in some of her where they go on vacation books, like you get so much of the family, which I don't mind because I love that family. But if you're someone who's not immersed in this world and you're getting that many other characters, it's like it's a lot. So like I totally get that. I think this was like a nice departure from when she usually does the big family groupings.
Yeah, it didn't feel as crowded or over the top this time.
But I mean, I get where Elizabeth might come off like a little like whatever, but I'm sitting there reading it. I'm like, oh, that would be me. If I had to come home for 2 weeks and they made me do something every day for a wedding, I would
Well,
have turned around and gone back to Australia. I'm
that was
sorry.
my thing. I was like, because I have been to multiple like Christmas weddings, and I'm like, why do people do this? Like, what? Like, I get it's like a two for one, like you don't have to bring everybody in a second time, but like nobody's enjoying this but you.
I mean, even if it was just like a few days, but it was like 2 weeks and they have like an event every day. And I was like, there's no way. No way. Like, I love my brother, but no.
So Jenny, and I know this is kind of at the end, this is where you hiccuped a little bit. Their shared history is a secret from the entire family, and their not being together is true miscommunication. Do you want to talk
Like
about
so
that?
bad.
What?
Because that, yes, that was, I was
Spoiler,
like,
you're going to
okay,
spoil it.
yes, we are. Because yeah, like at that point I was like, I need to know like why she left. So I seriously just searched leave and like found it when he confronted her. Went back a little bit to like see where they were at. And he's just like, why'd you leave? And she's like, oh, I didn't leave. I went to get donuts. And then he's like, she's like, why did you ignore me later in the day? And I'm like, okay, so I was unsure like how old they're supposed to be. Like he's a little older, right? Like
She's
maybe a couple
like,
years.
yeah, I think it was like early or like early 20s for her, maybe. Like she
She'd have
just,
to be, if
because
she's in
she's
a
still in college.
residency, if she's in
Oh,
a
okay. So she's
residency,
like
that's
mid 20s.
27, 28-ish.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's true.
Because that would have been
So, yeah.
4 years of college, you do 2 years of medical school as an intern, and then you go into residency, right? Or is it 4 years?
Was she doing any of that? No,
Four.
so she's like an established ER doctor in Australia, so she's not doing
Australia.
residency there, right?
Yeah, it's like
So yeah.
She's a full-fledged
full-fledged
doctor. So
doctor.
you're
I don't
talking
know that that math
late
works
20s.
because I think she's only like that old during the book, right? Like current times.
Yeah, that's what
Like,
I
so
got
I think the
the
math is off
like.
there.
Yeah, I thought the impre like my impression was she was like mid to
Younger.
late step like mid to late 20s in the book. So like maybe she was like 20 when they like first
Yeah, but that
got
doesn't work if
together.
she's, yeah, that is, I don't
Yeah,
think the
it
math
doesn't,
maths there.
but
Yeah.
yeah, I was just really, and then I was like, okay, and then they just like, oh, we misunderstood each other. Everything's
And
good.
yeah.
Let's. Yep.
Unless she went to med school in Australia.
She could have gone to med school, and their
Maybe. I
medical
can't remember.
program.
For like a
semester abroad. So, yeah, that.
Well, and I think track from doctor is a little different in Australia and the Commonwealth. I think it's different.
Yeah, it was some special program that she got, but I don't know if the age is necessarily like defined. But
Yeah, the
the
age
way I
isn't
read it,
important.
they were younger,
Yeah.
you know?
Yeah, I just needed them to be quite young for
Yeah.
that miscommunication to be
Well, and to,
acceptable.
6 years later, it's still bugging you, right?
Right.
So, and you've not confronted it. Because, and it also felt so. I feel like this is sometimes we get with Natasha, like her endings wrap up real quick, like pretty
Yeah.
easy. It does, you don't
Yeah.
get that true third act emotional break. It's kind of like, oh, we're stupid. We're together again.
We figured it out, yeah.
But do you know what?
Well,
After
yeah,
the.
there wasn't like a third act, I
No.
wouldn't say.
Yeah.
But after the week I had, I was fine with this. Do you know what I mean? Like,
Yes.
it didn't bother me that we didn't have a clear.
And I know that going into a Natasha Madison book too, like as people who read her books, like we're pretty well versed in how she's gonna probably wrap something up.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah.
you know.
Yeah, because it was he, like, he's devastated. And then she's like, well, I'm going shopping with my mom. And
Yeah,
then.
she's like later.
And then, like, comes back and everything's resolved. If
I mean, sometimes you just need
only
easy.
life worked that
I
way.
know, right?
I really liked his pets. I
Oh
thought
my gosh, they're so cute.
Whiskey the Golden Retriever, Bean and Baby
That's a good
Cat.
dog name.
Baby cat.
And Baby Cat choosing her to be his human. And he.
Yeah.
Nate was a little offended that Baby Cat loved her so much.
Yeah.
And I did love that.
Yeah, same.
So I think one of the strongest things in this book is he is completely gone for Elizabeth, right? Like, he's
Yeah.
pining, and he really does have, like, he is the heart of this romance.
Oh, yeah.
Which sometimes I like that, right? I mean, I don't love it, but for this book, for a Christmas book, I think because it's a Christmas book, my expectations are just, I don't know. I don't want to say less, but just easier.
You just want it to be
They
happy.
can be sweeter.
It's what, Jenny?
They can be sweeter.
It
Like a
can be
Christmas
sweeter.
tree.
You know, she, I think one of the things with Elizabeth is she's so competitive.
Oh, yeah.
Like, so competitive. And I do think sometimes that comes off bratty negative, but if we do look at like the social battery piece where like there's something every day she's have to do, then I would be bratty too.
Yeah, all I could think was if this were me, I would have already been back in Australia. Like this, I would have stayed there long enough to get over my jet lag and gotten back on a plane. Thank you so much.
There was
Happy wedding.
I can't remember which moment it was, but there was one moment she was being like really obnoxious. And I was like, I just wanted to give her a spoonful of peanut butter and tell her to sit down. Like, I think you need some protein. Sit down.
Yeah, right.
But yeah. She says she loves her life in Australia, but she obviously doesn't.
Yeah, I mean, she doesn't really have much of a life. She goes to work, and that's pretty much it.
Yeah. There were times, so Amanda, do you think there were times when her personality kind of overshadowed the romance a little bit?
Yeah, maybe sometimes, especially like, during when they're all together, at the events and stuff. Yeah, I think it comes, she's a little strong sometimes.
Yeah. 7 years of unresolved tension. That was from the book. I highlighted that. 7 years.
Yeah, I mean, and I think she's like late 20s, so she had to
Yeah.
have done medical school in Australia.
Australia. Yeah.
Yeah. So that puts them early 20s for the miscommunication.
Let's see here. What else do I have? Always with the Natasha Pat Madison book, there's really always great chemistry on the pages.
Yeah, I mean, the whole, the nipple thing was hilarious. He's like, I can see your nipples. And
Oh.
she just like, she runs with it. And I thought that was so funny.
And she's like, "You have nipples."
Yeah. And then he's walking around later with a shirt. And she's like, oh, maybe I should be regretting like telling him to show his nipples.
I
She's
mean,
getting
who
all
doesn't love a
attracted.
nipple conversation?
It was
And she's a
funny.
doctor, like she sees
Yeah.
nipples all the time.
I did appreciate that, but she was like, so what? You can see my nipples, And then her brother walked in on the conversation, which makes it even better. So I did enjoy those moments
Yeah.
too.
Let's see here. Okay, so we always talk about like the Die Hard test and the Christmas. Do you think there was enough Christmas? Because you have wedding and Christmas, which are big things. Do you feel there was enough Christmas to call this a holiday romance? Does this book make sense if there is no Christmas?
I would say no, it's not necessarily Christmas because they could have done this over summer break. Like they didn't focus on the Christmas, they focused on the wedding. Like everything is a wedding event. I mean, some of the events were tied to Christmas, like the cutting down the tree and like whatever, but they could have done that, I think, with anything. I don't think it needed to be Christmas to
Yeah.
work.
They could have done like a destination wedding or, yeah,
Exactly.
like we've seen it in other books, right? Like, for, yeah, don't invite me to your wedding if it's like a 2 week event. I'm good. I'll send you a gift. Yeah, fine.
And we kind of already talked about it a little bit. I do feel like the ending was rushed a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, it was a quick wrap up. I mean, I kind of saw the her buying that the clinic. Like, I mean, as soon as like she got introduced to that
Yeah.
doctor, I was like, well, that's the out. That's how she gets out of Australia. So I mean, I kind of expected it, but yeah, it was very quickly wrapped up. Like you said, she goes out to lunch with her mom and comes back and everything's decided.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Like, I want to go to this coffee shop.
Let's see here. I really loved Nate. I do feel like Nate, the pets, the Nate, that's who steals this book.
Yeah, I agree.
That's fair.
I
I
did
did
like
think it
the there
was.
was like the Matthew line. He's like, I feel like I've been at this wedding for 15,000 years.
Yes.
I love them.
I think this book was just really charming. I'm looking at my notes because I read this a minute ago.
I did
I
think it
did
was
like.
interesting that he like had no clue like his vet tech is like in love with him.
Oh,
Like,
yeah.
dude.
Oh, Sue feels like the dog was left home alone a lot.
He's not a whole dog. Like, he's not a puppy. He's good.
Yeah, you can leave your dog for eight,
It
ten
wasn't like
hours a
an
day.
overnight thing, really, because I was paying attention. As soon as she like introduced all three, I was like, oh, are we gonna get like fully like are they gonna be taken care of like this whole time? I didn't feel like they
I don't feel like they were neglected at all. And that's something that I do pay attention to, because I love a pet in a romance. I think it's cute. I think it's funny. It adds some comedic relief. But sometimes we forget about them, right? They've left the dog home alone, but that's where they were staying. So every night they go back to the house. And so it
And
all.
they always let him out like first
Yeah.
thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like every time they walk in, it's like, oh, I have to go let Whiskey out. Like, yeah.
Yeah, my dog has stuff to say about it.
Was she not a fan of the dog?
I don't know. She says she's getting neglected because she's left home alone.
Oh. Okay, listen, though, We don't leave. Stanley has been left home alone maybe a handful of times since we got him. Because one, he's so naughty, but we have to lock him up that he's can only have access to the kitchen. Like,
That's fair.
not near the front door. I'm afraid he'll eat my couch. And back here in the back room, we have a hibiscus tree that is in a pot that we bring in the winter because the tortoise can eat the flowers, so it's food for him. Anyway, the dog eats the dirt out of the bottom of the plant. Like, I was on a call this morning and I'm like throwing stuff at his head so he'll stop eating the dirt.
My dog's only 10 pounds, and she got like over Thanksgiving, she got one of those like cheese danishes from Aldi. Like, my sister-in-law, she left the bag on the floor, so she got it out of the bag, pulled it into the living room, opened the container, and then ate the frosting off like this way.
Oh, that's so fun.
Yeah.
That's a good time. I mean, if Ollie and Stanley are going to eat it, they're going to eat it. Like, there will be
Right.
nothing
Well, I think
left.
she just ate as much as her belly could hold.
Was there anything else in this that you wanted to talk about? I mean, I liked the something so I liked seeing her parents and
I like the fact that she was the Grinch. Like, she's also like a Christmas Grinch. Like, we get that established before she ever leaves Australia. Like, she's over Christmas, like, already, and then she's having to come to this 2-week-long Christmas wedding celebration. So I thought that was pretty funny because a lot of times it's the guy. I mean, there are some where it's
Yeah,
the
but
girl, but I like it when it's the girl.
the majority of them are the guys. So it is nice to see that reversed. And it fit her, you know, 'cause so if we look at like the fact that she had attitude and was snarky, being the Grinch fits her. It would have felt weird if she loved the holiday but was really pissy about everything else.
But then, but when they go at the tree and like she gets into the Christmas spirit, like once they decorate together, which I thought was kind of like a little full circle moment, like that she loves Christmas with him, you
Her
know.
presents versus surprises. Like, she doesn't like surprises, but
Oh,
she likes
yeah. Oh,
presents.
yes.
But yeah.
And you know, one of the things I'll say about Natasha Madison when she writes a book, her characters are consistent. She was grouchy from the beginning, pretty much to the end. He was like a little ball of sunshine and elf and Santa's helper from the beginning until the end. And I appreciate that about her writing. I think that is part of the reason that people come back to her books and makes her exceptional. Because even when you get glimpses of those characters in later books, they are consistently those characters. Like Nico is still an asshole and a dumbass in every book he shows up in. I know you love him. But do you know what I mean? Like it shows the quality of author that she is that we get consistent characters. You know, sometimes we get like you'll hear it's a black cat, golden retriever, and halfway through she's like shouting words of love and giving hugs to everybody. What? Some good D will change your attitude like that? Like, I don't know.
No.
I mean, Jesus take the wheel. That's all I gotta say. Okay. Is there anything else about this that you guys wanted to talk
I
about?
also thought like what was the bride's name? Macy? Her
Maisie.
brother Gavin, like his whole like jealousy
The
thing.
soldier that they had to pick up. Yeah,
Yeah,
named
like
from,
yeah.
yeah.
Yeah, I
That was an interesting part. You get a little jealousy going for Nate.
Yeah, but he can't like say anything, and then like it just continues all the way through. I would have liked to see how that conversation went afterwards.
I have a he said he sounds like a future main character.
Yeah, he might be a future main character.
That's what it felt like.
And that's again something Natasha Madison does really well is we get She gives you Easter eggs of characters you want, so you come back to these series because you're like, who was that guy? Or you get a glimpse of a past character and you're like, I want to know more about them.
Oh yeah, because I have to figure out who else is like related to this that I haven't read yet.
Probably have to go back and read those other
Yeah, I'm gonna
four.
have to. It's on the list anyway. I just like there's only so much time.
Okay, so let's do our thumbs up, thumbs down. Amanda, was this thumbs up, thumbs down for you?
It was thumbs up. It was fun. It was in a world that I'm familiar with. I like these characters. It was a fun holiday read. Thumbs up.
Yeah. Jenny, thumbs up, thumbs down.
I would say sideways. Like I didn't hate it. It just like I'm not familiar with these character like the characters in the book, so I don't think I enjoyed it as much.
Yeah, that's fair.
I didn't know who everybody was. I mean, I piece things together, but it's not the same as when you love
Yeah.
those characters. And but I like their story to like apart from that.
Yeah. This is a thumbs up for me. I was going to ask you guys earlier, do you like when authors do this? That kind of take these have been auxiliary characters out on the sidelines, and they like take those random characters and give us like a holiday romance that
I
isn't
do
really part of a
when
series.
I know the series, like I said, like if I had known these people, I'm sure it would have read differently for me. So
Okay.
that's why I'm not like,
Yeah. But if
yeah.
this was a Penny Reed universe where you knew
Right.
all the side characters, do you like it when she
Right.
takes two randoms and plops them just as a bonus holiday notebook?
Yes. Yeah. Like Cambria Herbert, she's one of my favorites. Like she does this all the time.
Yeah.
So yeah.
What about you, Amanda? Do you like when authors do this?
I do, especially when you have someone like Natasha who has like these massive worlds, these huge families. Like you have all of these side characters, and I understand that you can't always write like a full-length novel for these people, not for everyone. You know, it's
Right.
just not possible. So I love it when they take like random people that you may have seen in other books or the children of characters that you've read before and kind of put them together because it gives me like a sense of like, you know, these people that I may have feelings for as characters like are going to get their happy ever after.
I
So,
also think if you come into something open-minded like this, Natasha has a huge backlist. So you get a novella or a shorter book like this, it's an easy way to enter in. See if
yes.
you like writing style. And it might make you curious about the other characters. So you go back and you're not inundated with, a 58 book series or a 58 book family. You can kind of test the waters. So I like when authors do this. If people liked this, do you have any books you think they should check out?
I only had one because I just remembered to do this
Go
before.
ahead.
But it was Merry Christmas by Piper Rain. It's
Okay.
the one where they do the holiday every year. I think it's two or three in that series. And it's also like a former one night stand. Bran and Pierce are the main characters. And they get stuck together at the holidays. They're also competing for the same job at work, they find out, like after they haven't seen each other for
Oh.
so many years. And
Yeah.
then they end up spending like getting snowed in with like her family, and it has very similar kind of vibes to it. I like that one a lot. I like that whole series, so.
Yeah. Fake It by Claudia Bergoa. It just came out 2 weeks ago. The Reindeer Game series by Jana Austen.
Oh, okay.
Family shenanigans, small town, lots of extra stuff going on. Christmas in Kentbury, which is again a Claudia Bergoa series. That's family shenanigans. It's more small town, but each book is a different couple in a different season.
Okay.
So it's a good way to test,
Oh,
reading
yeah.
her books without, 175 book backlist. I feel like Marry Me by C.R. Jane was another one that kind of is a good comp for this.
Second chance, yeah.
Yeah.
Holiday.
The Highland Holiday by Casey Stockton is another one I think. I just read this one. It was really cute. And then the one that was my book of the week last week, Not What I
Oh,
Wanted
yeah.
for Christmas, that's another one I think. On par, family shenanigans, holidays, not necessarily a wedding, but brothers, best friends, kind of chaos. So
I think if you look, like a lot of authors have these like little
I agree.
short, like Christmas novellas or whatever you want to call this one size wise. But I think it's like you said, it's like a really good place to start if there's somebody that you're curious about checking out, like see if they have a holiday
You know, I
book.
read Maren Moore's her holiday books every year,
Okay.
and they're because they're short, they're really good. And it gives me it's a good glimpse without having to commit to like eight books.
Yeah, I do the same with Piper Rain because I like, you know, I've dabbled in their hockey series and this and that and the other, but I haven't read a ton of their small town. So it's like a good way to kind of get back in there.
Yeah. Okay, so that's a wrap on this episode. We hope you enjoyed our deep dive into Holiday Unscripted by Natasha Madison. We'll be back here Sunday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the YouTube. And then next week, we are reviewing Jingle Bell Heist, which is currently streaming on Netflix. We're going to have a watch along party in Discord on Monday, December the 8th at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can find details on our website. In our on the shelf show notes at buzzingaboutromance.com. Thanks for hanging out with me tonight and reading Holiday Unscripted.
Thanks for having us.
Until next time, everyone, happy reading.
Find us on Instagram at buzzingaboutromance or on Twitter at buzzingromance. If you like the podcast, please leave a review. If you'd like to support us directly, join the Bookcase and Coffee Patreon and receive exclusive content only available to Patreon members. Check out bookcaseandcoffee.com for our on-the-shelf show notes.